Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Long ago, in a time before and beyond beyond, a brave, innocent fool set out on a journey. Should he jump off of the hill or not? Tune in and find out with Spiritual Insight. Your host, Mr. Darren Boucare. Join us in our circle. Spiritual Insight with your host, Mr. Darren Boucare. I'm Daniel Michael, the founder, co-creator of Main Street Universe Radio Network. And I want to remind everyone that Main Street Universe is, in fact, a network of six shows, I think going on seven. There's this one, Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Boucare, 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. Every Sunday we're here, opening the phone lines, taking readings, and discussing esoteric and metaphysical things. Darren is a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. On Mondays, we have a new show. And starting two Mondays from now, not tomorrow, but the next one, and the new one will be Science of Light with your host, Randy Goldberg. And Randy is a Vedic astrologer. And we believe that the show is going to start either 9 or 10. We'll get back to everyone as it's a brand new thing, so... He joined us one time for one of our highest ever rated episodes of Main Street Universe with me on a Renegade Tuesday evening during the holidays. Guess a lot of people were home. So Randy Goldberg with Science of Light. And then, of course, there's Kevin Baird with the show Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey. That is actually the primary deck, or I should say I'm the secondary student of the Horizon Oracle. Kevin Baird, its creator, is the primary student, he would say. And Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. And Kevin is an artist, and you can see some of his great artwork there. I've got some Frozen Smoke, which is his wall art that he creates, as well as he makes lovely vases, vases, you say tomato, I say tomato, and other things. So www.templeofgaia.com, and check out Kevin Baird. His new Horizon Oracle and companion book look great. He's packaged them together nicely. He says boozes. So on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Miss Susan Weed, the master herbalist healer, is, yes, with us here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. And Susan is an author of books. She's a lecturer, teacher, all about herbal medicine, as well as women's health issues and psychology of healing. It's a half-hour show. It's educational. She slams a lot of information in this half hour. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Susan Weed with her show Green Magic, Green Medicine. On Wednesdays, we have Main Street Universe, the flagship show, the one that started it all with myself and co-creator, Mr. Kevin Baird. Now, Main Street Universe is made up of myself and associate producer Janice R. White, also the host of the World Reggae Party here in Fairfax, and host Brett Hillman, who provides an interfaith balance because he is a Episcopal minister in training and is a Christian deacon in another tradition as well. So we do some esoteric and interfaith debating, as well as having some great guests. And coming soon to Main Street Universe, I'm very proud to announce February 5th will be Miss Margot Adler, author of Drawing Down the Moon, and she's a reporter for NPR National Public Radio here in the United States. And speaking of different states and different places, I see Veronica in the chat room. Welcome, as I know she's listening all the way from Merry Old England. Good to see you here again, Veronica, and thank you for all your support. So Margot Adler will be joining us, talking about vampires and their effect on our culture. It's sort of a social studies of vampires and why people are fascinated with them in pop culture. So then Thursdays we have at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Ua Tau, with your hostess, Miss Queen Mother Imaku. Queen Mother Imaku is a high priestess of the Kemetic tradition. That's the African-Egyptian tradition. Some people forget that Egypt is, in fact, in Africa, and they think it's in the Middle East, and that its descendants, the people that made some of those great structures, were, in fact, dark Africans. And Queen Mother talks about these things. She does original language prayers and all sorts of things, a lot of information in 1 hour. That's what Thursdays at 2 p.m., our one daytime show with Queen Mother Imaku. And then at midnight, Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with your hostess, Jesse Ann Nicholas George, who's the author of 4 books, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, its companion workbook, and You, Me, Life, Dreams, and its companion workbook, which is out now. And that one's all about some things we'll probably end up talking about this evening, relationships. So that's 12 midnight, your hostess, Jesse Ann Nichols George. So right now you're listening to Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. And I see that he is in the queue, in fact, and I know sometimes this chat room is crashing, folks, and I apologize for that. That's beyond my technical abilities to fix here. Welcome, Darren. Your microphone is on.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquer. Daniel Michael, how are you?
I am doing well. Just came from a very productive band practice, still working on our album, Songs of New Old Ways.
All right, and productive. Very good. Got some things kind of ironed out, some of the writing stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we have an engineer now, so we got a button pusher for the recordings.
Oh, do you have your name figured out, or?
Do not. They did turn down the one. They loved it. They turned it down. They turned it down, I don't know why, with passion, but I think they wanted something.
Well,
I don't.
It's a little.
They said it was a little pretentious.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
But I said all rock musicians are one giant pretension, aren't they?
Well, it's a little less rocky and a little more Celtic-y, and, you know, maybe it's a little too. I'm not easy.
I thought it was
It's good. It's a little more, yeah.
So, it's water under the bridge now, though, so we'll come up with something.
You'll find out. You know what? It even occurred to me to mention maybe Rock of Kells would be cool, like more rocky. But, you know, I'm sure you'll figure out something that'll work. I'm sure somebody else has some pretty good input in the band and stuff. So we have I missed you cut out for a second.
Okay, man. Keep going.
Okay. So a colleague, friend of mine, fellow reader, Amory LaBose, is with us this evening. I believe it's probably the other 504 number that you're seeing listed. So I, you know, mistakenly didn't write it down before I got on the phone just now. So, but so her name, the mystical Jennifer from the Marie Laveau's and also Reverend Zombie's House of Voodoo. So she'd love to kind of share her ideas and thoughts on relationships and following along and moving forward once you are involved with somebody and letting that love and letting that connectivity kind of expand into something like beautiful and proactive. So if you want, you could maybe just unmute her phone.
Go
number
ahead and turn her microphone on. All right, 1, 2, 3, and welcome, Jennifer, to Spiritual Insight.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear
you just fine. Well, it's my pleasure. I love talking to Jen every Wednesday when she comes in to kind of relieve me from my Wednesday day shift. So we definitely, you know, had discourse at least once a week about, you know, all sorts of different, you know, being in the business and and how that works out and some of the challenging parts of it and some of the wonderful parts of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, dealing with, you know, the psychic realm and people in general can definitely be a challenge. But, you know, Darren has been a great help, as I hope I've been a great help from him in bouncing ideas off of one another. So.
Can
yeah,
I?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is just a shot in the dark. Can I take a guess and say that you're maybe from the Delmarva area, Delaware, Maryland, or Virginia?
No, I'm not. Actually.
Okay, I was judging by your accent. I thought I heard a little tiny Baltimore.
I'm from South Florida originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's quite all right. That wasn't a
so
psychic question.
Where in Florida
question.
Are you from, Jen? I didn't realize you were
from. I'm from the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. Actually, a town called Boca Raton.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, well, Boca, I didn't know all that, huh? How about that?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Did
oh, and Kevin's making a comment about Delray Beach, yeah, just outside of Delray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Boca Raton has a comic book museum or a cartoon strip museum. What is it? Help me out.
If it's a cartoon museum, it's in Meisner Park.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
I
enjoyed that.
It opened just before I left.
And I also enjoyed a lot of the pink stucco buildings, and that's probably about all I have to say about Boca Raton. Like the
yeah,
time
that's about all there is to say.
Mm-hmm. I was on my little walkabout magical journey of self-discovery. I just like initially left Cleveland, and I decided to move to Key West, and then kind of just bounce around Southern Florida for a good year or so. So that was one of the places I spent some time. Actually, my father had a couple condos in Delray, and then he kind of let those go, and then he just owns some property in Cocoa Beach right now, which is maybe a little less pricey. So I do visit Cocoa still, but I like Florida.
Yeah, it's all right. And I grew up there, so I'm kind of biased.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know. I like ocean stuff, so I get a little excited about it.
I like the water. But I lived in Pensacola, and there was no freaking economy there. It was during the recession. It was a terrible time. It was pretty and all that, but, pretty wasn't getting the job done when you had no money.
Well, so I asked where Jen had grown up, because I thought, well, maybe you're picking up some Pensacola, but I'm like, Boca Raton's another universe from Pensacola.
Oh, yeah.
Boca Raton's another universe in Florida altogether. It's like everybody in New York retires and moves to Boca.
Nothing to do with Pensacola.
No. Pensacola is its own country. It's Lower Alabama, as they call it, on the Gulf Coast.
So let me just build on last week's, I just wanted to say that one of the more challenging things after the initial, okay, we like each other or we love each other or whatever that's happening, one of the more challenging things is understanding how to move forward and how to synthesize your life with someone else's life. It can be very, difficult. There can be a lot of giant self-like discovery questions. And the speed, pace, and just the minutiae of, what you're going to do and how you're going to address it and what's quick enough and what's too fast and if you're even going to be able to make those life changes sometimes. Sometimes that can be extremely difficult. So I thought I would kind of just touch on that a little bit this week and say that it can be one of the more rewarding life experiences is that if you're not able to change yourself and incorporate your own variables into your life, if you have no reason to change, being in a relationship may be the best thing for you, because then it sponsors that need to transform and evolve into somebody that may be a lot more, effective, proactive, artistic, vibrant, and generally more helpful. So.
I agree. Although one of the things I think we, especially women, and I'm glad I have a couple of males on the line here, because, men and women are from different, we have different ideals, I guess would be the best way I would put that. women often, one of the big things that I run into is we expect things. when we get with a guy, we expect them to act a certain way and do certain things. And, you know, men don't take the hints as well. You know, I always have to tell women, you know, you need to be direct. You need to be direct with your guy about what you want, but don't expect anything from him. If you love somebody or you like them, you should like them for the way they are.
Thank you.
That will make them want to do things on their own. Having expectations of them, that is a recipe for disaster.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah, you agree with that, Daniel Michael?
Completely.
Well, like, I think discovery and wondering, oh, what's this person about, and questing for that discovery is a beautiful thing. I mean, I think that's what we all need to do when we're really getting to know somebody. But it's the expectation and the continuing to expect things. It's just creating parameters. It's creating boundaries. That, like, where did you get these ideals from? Your parents, your made-up, ideologies on, like, who I am and what I need to do and who I need to be with. That's what part of learning about somebody else is that discovery. And I think that's what's beautiful.
Well, and I see Kevin here saying, you know, a compromise turns into work on the chat room. And I agree with that. But a relationship does take some work. You know, it really, really does. If you're going to maintain a relationship, you need to work to figure out what your partner or soon-to-be partner is really about, and you need to work to figure out, you know, whether you can work with that and accept it or not. You know, a relationship is not easy.
Yeah, it's a balance, and then it's the anticipating the other person's needs and actually being sensitive to them at the same time. And it's both people doing that. You know, if it's one person doing it and the other person just, you know, sitting on their laurels, just kind of going, okay, well, you know, I'm glad someone's anticipating my needs, and I'm not really sure what's going on with them, but I'm sure I'll figure it out eventually, then, you know, it needs to be a balance of both people, certainly.
Yes, the balance,
go ahead.
One thing I want to interject here is that everybody thinks the relationship is 50-50, and to quote my partner of 3 years, a relationship is not 50-50. It has to be 100% work on both ends.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. I like that.
And I would like to add here.
I think that Sage, that's just one wonderfully Sage comment. Was that his, or did he read that somewhere? Because I like that a lot.
And I would like to add that also remember that the other person is them and not your version of them. You know, sometimes people, they expect this mold to happen. It's like, well, you liked them in the first place because they weren't you. Or you'd just be dating yourself.
That
no,
is so true.
I can't imagine dating
somebody. You know, like, you always see... You ever sat back and for both of you, have you ever sat back and wondered, like, okay, what happened in the first 3 to 4 months when we were like, woo, 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 like everything was like you were celebrating things that you're now crabby about? And this could be a little stupid stuff, you know?
Right. Then it irritates the heck out of you later.
Right.
Yeah, you're talking about the courtship period.
Yeah.
The period when you feel like you're still in high school.
Right. The butterflies and stuff. And it's like, oh, my gosh, all the crazy seasoning you're putting in, all this food, and oh, my gosh, maybe, you know, I don't like when you put all that seasoning in. And it's like, well, I thought you did like it. So it's just a little
stuff. You thought it was
like
cute
that.
Earlier.
Well, and again, that comes with being direct. I mean, you know, to find out what your partner does and doesn't like, you know, one of the things you can do is ask them directly, you know. Consider your partner's input. Consider your partner's needs, you know, but don't just assume them. It's not expected that you're going to be a mind reader with your partner, you know, but
unless you're me. Like, unless you're somebody in my business that everyone's like, just expects you to know stuff that's going on, you know, and then, like, that puts you in a weird position. And let me say, you know, that's challenging, too. when you are an empath, you know what I mean? And it's like you kind of just know stuff, but then even being a little self-involved, sometimes you don't know anything.
Well, yeah, being sometimes empathic, it's harder to see things closer to home.
Mm-hmm. It's the semantics of it. We do have some callers if, you know, we want to take a call, and then, you know, if Jen, you feel feeling frisky and you want to maybe answer a question or two for one of our...
I mean, if somebody has a question for me, I'm happy to try to answer it as best I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, a lot of the calls, like, you know, are topical, too, so we'll just see what they say. So.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
256, you're on the air. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquer.
Hi, Darren. This is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Oh, I'm amazing. Well, I have a little slight cold today, so I got coldies going. I got, you know, Vicks. I got, you know. So other than that, it's just the weather here in New Orleans has been, you know, it's cold, it warms up, and it gets cold again, so you're going to kind of battle that a little bit.
Yeah, there's the same thing going here in Georgia. It's the same thing.
Oh,
you guys aren't that cold way down there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cold here
in Georgia.
Say again?
Where are you at in Georgia?
A place called Tucker. I'm 15 miles north of Atlanta.
Oh, okay. All right. We're close to Hotlanta. All right. So what's your question tonight?
Well,
or do you want to just share a little bit about the spiritual evolutions of relationships? Or
it's kind of an update from last week and a question when I
mm-hmm.
talked to you about. Anyway, it didn't work out with Brandon. He's kind of bipolar. Mm-hmm. I can't deal with that.
Okay.
So
was this the person I really like dipped into their energy and I was telling you that I was kind of looking at what was going on with him and you and what was going on, and was that it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you just decided that he's pretty bipolar, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm.
Do you want a little clarity on the subject, or do you want to, what's your question tonight as far as?
Well, the question is, I've decided just to not even go there. I don't even care. And I just want to know, you know, just like the future or what's going to happen next in my romantic life. I don't want to know anything about him.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah. I forget what exactly, you know, I can't remember everyone's reading, obviously, because, you know, I weekly do this quite a bit. So I think if I'm remembering anything, it was that it was kind of a shot in the dark anyway, a little bit, you know what I mean? That it wasn't, you know, so you're really putting yourself out there to give it a shot. But now this is a colleague of mine, Jen, who works with me at Marie Laveau's. So if you want to jump in, Jen, and see what you get, just about what's coming up for Kimberly.
All right. And Kimberly, understand that I don't know exactly what it sounds like you gave up on somebody that you were interested in. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of got some insight that, you know, we wouldn't get along, personalities would clash, and he's not all there to me. He's kind of cuckoo crazy to me.
Well, and I get that. And you know, it's you tried, and sometimes you have to kiss a bunch of frogs to get to your prince. You know, it's really looking to me like you're moving into a phase where you're starting to grow a lot emotionally and learn a lot emotionally and figuring out more along the lines of what you don't want out of a relationship, which is good, but I'm still sensing some unsureness about what you do want out of a relationship. And that's what I'm saying. You may end up kissing a few frogs before you really figure out that right type of person for you. I am seeing a new situation for you in about a month and a half. There's going to be better communication, although I'm still not 100% that the chemistry is going to be what you want it to be. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be kind of a wait-and-see situation as far as the chemistry is concerned. But it is a chance to at least make a new male friend, if nothing else, that you relate to better and start to figure out some more of the qualities that you actually do want in your life.
Can I ask you a question, Kimberly? Like, I was feeling a huge gulf between you two that was forming. Like, I think, did I mention that last time we talked?
No, you didn't. You didn't mention that.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to remember what exactly we talked about, but I can tell you that I knew that it was your really, it was kind of a Hail Mary on the situation. Was he getting out of a relationship, or?
No, I didn't know anything about a relationship. I had already cut it off.
He was a colleague of yours?
No. He wasn't a colleague. He was just someone that I met at the gym and was talking to at the gym. That was it.
Oh, okay. I'm not remembering the reading at all then, apparently. Okay. So
okay.
It was just something that may or may not have worked, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, you caught it early. So... That's good. Do you want
Kimberly,
me to
correct me
just
if I'm
ask
wrong.
My spirit
You're...
guide real quick, too? Like, what?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. One moment. Hold on. Oh, green or gold?
Gold.
Gold. Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. All right, so a little bit more vibrant, extroverted action happening for you, like you're actually, the Four of Pentacles inverted is just telling me a little bit about you, maybe indulging yourself, spending some money on yourself, just making yourself happy. This will put you in the public eye more. This will put you out so you can integrate with people. Maybe I can bounce off a little bit about what Jen was saying, where, you know, there may be that male friend, that person that wants to just spend time with you and just kick it a little bit, and there's no problem with that. Now, let me ask my spirit guide. Hold on. I think I am going to agree a little bit and say that this is about your building your where for all to, like, expand what your identity is and who you want to gravitate into your life, okay? This is going to be a builder as far as money coming up, like the Seven of Pentacles inverted means you'll have access to an expanse of money that you thought, well, maybe I won't have it, that won't be available, it won't be anything I can really connect with. As some of this becomes available, this gives you autonomy to actually go out into the world and make really dramatic decisions that might involve, as we're getting into like the later spring and the early summer, some vibrant traveling, some involving friends, maybe this male friend, and maybe that friendship, that platonic energy, is actually going to be transformative into something that could be romantic. But you're giving it a chance, and you're letting it gestate, you're letting it marinate into something, you know, you're giving it a chance without jumping into, okay, we're dating, and then, like we were talking about earlier, you're putting up those parameters into, is this the right person for me to date? Maybe having it be a friendship versus the right idea.
Right.
So I think that's nice. I think you're going to find yourself, you're going to be wondering why you had some of the more, some of the ideas that you have at the beginning of this year, you're going to be very surprised at your thought process at the end of the year.
Okay.
Because you're going to be an incredibly more, there's going to be more depth there, there's going to be more, I'm not saying you don't have depth now, but you're going to really be looking at a higher echelon of connectivity to people on a human level, and a lot less, just a lot less of the, you know, the BS that people involve when they start seeing people and what they think, that's, a lot of that's going to leave you. Would you agree with that, Jen?
Yeah, like I said, I saw a lot of her opening herself up emotionally and therefore growing emotionally and coming to some better perspectives and points of view for herself.
But it's about Kimberly. It's not about another guy to throw all your energy on top of. It's about Kimberly and what her path is.
Well, and Kimberly, that's one of the things that I wanted to say to you. I assume you're looking for somebody to settle down with and spend your life with, hopefully, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I wanted to tell you is to not rush that. We don't have to rush that action in our lives. You can take it slow and make sure that you're sure. Make sure that you're finding somebody who's going to grow with you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you really, if that's what you want, you might want to ask God, St. Joseph, Archangel Raphael, ask some divine energy to say, hey, I want somebody to share my life with. Have you tried, just asking and the universe for that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. All right. Well, then you're on your way.
Okay.
It might not be as quick as say, what happened with me or with some other people, but I think you're on your way. I think this is a good personality builder for what's happening coming up. So, and like I said, by the end of the year, you're going to be a little surprised at some of your thoughts at the beginning of the year, so you'll be ready to maybe really link up that energy with somebody new closer to maybe the holidays. So that'll be beautiful.
Okay.
Now, in the meantime, you're going to be getting your groove on, though, because you have that male friend. So... maybe with benefits, maybe all that. You get my point, right? You're getting your groove on a little bit, so.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that. So you're not going to be having fun. And that extra money, that those extra financial resources are going to let you have more fun, which is always a positive.
Okay.
Cool. All right, well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, Darren.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Kimberly, for calling. And feel free to call us back later as time progresses and let us know how things are going.
All right, I will. Thank you.
All right, have a good evening.
And, Jen, do you want to share a little bit about how people can get a hold of you or what is,
Yeah, and I'll put it in the chat window, too. I do have a Facebook page. You can reach me at www.facebook.com / Mystical Jen. I'm posting it right now. Sorry, I'm kind of a slow typer.
Yeah,
and
you can also, if you're just interested in maybe just sitting down with Jen at Reverend Zonabies or Marie Laveau's, you can look up the website and they will give you her schedule as well as my schedule if you're interested in meeting with either one of us in person. Also, or you're interested in a private consultation with me, dbucare, and that's at gmail.com. That's dbucare@gmail.com.
And if you're not local, I do take phone readings at the shop when I'm there too.
I guess we're still doing that, right? We're still allowed to do that?
Some of us are, some of us aren't.
Oh, okay. It's okay. All right, I get a different, it changes weekly. We're doing
it.
You
can refuse them or not. I don't think Marie Laveau's does phone readings. I think they got rid of
phone
readings.
Oh, because I'm there all the time. So I think, Reverend, I think Zonabies can do
phone
readings. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, we do have a couple other callers here. Did anything come up in chat that people are talking about?
Not yet as far as a question, but we have another caller on the line here, and I'm going to go ahead.
Apparently, Veronica's dog won't shut up. Can hardly hear Darren.
Hello. You're on the air. Welcome to Spiritual Insight.
Hi there. This is Anna, and I have a question regarding relationship. I've been trying to pull away from my ex, Scott, and, I've tried being friends and all that stuff. It's been kind of a mess, but I recently did some healing work with a healer to try to cut the cords, and I'm just wondering, do you see him coming back around?
Oh, you did? Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
now,
I tried.
Now, when you say you worked with a healer, did they reach into your energy and pull it out of there, or what? I mean, was it? Did he just do energy work to kind of relax you?
Yeah, he said he did the work to have the cords cut, and he made a comment about my ex being more despondent than he's ever been. But it seems like every time I've pulled away, you know, he's always come back around. So I'm just wondering if you see him coming around after this or not, after this work was done.
Okay, well, that's definitely important. I'm wondering if this is a past life situation where you guys keep running around with this a lot. So I don't know.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I'm just going to ask maybe if Jen wants to jump in, and then maybe I'll get in there too and see what. If you kind of bounce some energy back and forth.
Hey, Anne, how are you?
I'm good.
So if I'm hearing this correct, you and Scott were together for quite some time, and then things didn't go well, and you're trying to pull away from him, and you tried to be friends with him, and that didn't work either, correct?
Yeah, it's like if we can't be together, there's always some negative outcome, you know, and I feel like he tries to control me, you know, through, like, pain that he's caused me in the past. And so it just seems like every time I've tried to pull away, you know, he's come back around.
Well, you're going to have to make that decision to fully pull away. And when I say that, it's always harder. It always sounds easier than what it is. So, you know, you're going to have to not accept his phone calls, block his number if you can. If you're on Facebook with him, block his Facebook. Complete and total cutoff. And one of the things that you can do for yourself to really get that closure, and I do suggest this to clients depending on the situation, since trying to get closure with him would ultimately result in him trying to manipulate you back into a relationship, is write him a letter. Write him a letter expressing all of your hurt, all of the pain, the fact that you're closing off the relationship. And then I'm going to suggest that you not send it to him, that you find a safe place, like a grill or a candle, just make sure that it's fire safe, and you burn that letter.
Okay.
You burn that letter and you watch it turn to ash. And when it's turning to ash and when the ashes are floating or melting away, release those emotions, release that attachment. Because bad relationships or toxic relationships, as I like to call them, it's like being addicted to heroin, for example. You know, it's you want that fix, you want that attachment, but it's unhealthy. And in order for you to move forward and find your happiness, you have to first completely break yourself from that addictive chemical.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, that's one of the things I suggest
how,
you do.
How
is
long
just make
has this
a
been going
break.
On?
The back and forth has been going on since May when I caught him in being dishonest with me. And I think just because of my pain, I've been wanting closure, and he acts like he wants to give it, you know, not give it to me, but, you know.
How long
have
you known each other?
It's been almost 2 years now.
Okay. All right. So this hasn't been your whole adult life or anything. This is
recent
relationship that's just not, you don't know what's going on, and it's yeah. Okay. Jen, do you feel like it's a past life thing?
You know, and unfortunately, that is not one of my areas of expertise, so I really wouldn't know how to comment.
Well, I can check it out. I that might be, if someone did work on you, do you have a high opinion of this person for the most part?
Yeah.
Okay, so they normally do good work for you, right? So you're not feeling 100% like you're done or you're not curious as to what's going on. So my thought is maybe it is a past life thing. Some basic energy work or it might not be enough to totally get you out of the energy loop with it.
Okay.
You know, I'm not positive, but I'll just maybe ask that direct question because I totally agree with what Jen's saying so far. Gold or green?
Green.
Okay. What
what's his name? Do you mind?
Scott.
Scott, okay. All right, Anna and Scott. Anna and Scott. Okay. No. Yeah, I'm gonna say that it's not past life. I'm gonna just say that it's something that it's strongly been like. This has been a mammoth. This is a big deal in your, because you actually put a lot of yourself into this relationship.
Yeah.
I'm getting the Knave of Cups inverted. It just shows somebody. I mean, like just inverted. You know, not being emotional, but vibrating all. Like this is somebody that is constantly with this like emotional roller coaster thing where it's like very intense positive or very intense. Like, you know, he can't leave you alone, and then you feel like you finally at least taking control of the situation by saying, okay, no, that's enough, that you gain some power back. But it's when he's throwing these emotions to you. When Jen's saying a pheromone, that's what it is. It's somebody, this is, you guys just bounce energy off of each other. There's not a lot of logistic, intellectual, I think that if you were being more logical and rational with each other, you could figure out how to build a life together. But it's just there's a lot of this weird emoting with him that is not exactly very focused and linear. And I just think that maybe you're more of a responsible, like, well-adjusted person.
Yeah.
Than
that's
that.
Exactly
the
situation.
Have you tried to have that conversation with him? Like, yo, I want to have a well-adjusted relationship.
It's been me being the communicator and the talker, and he just wants to kind of like brush it under the rug. Oh, I was dishonest with you, but I just, you know, he just kind of wants that, like that attitude. Just get over it. Just forget about it. And it's little things to the big things, you know, little inconsiderate things he does all the way up to, you know, the trust. So it's
a little bit of an impulse control problem. I think that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in any sort of, you know, chemical addiction or anything like that. I think that this has, like, an impulse control problem. Like, he is very, that's with this Knave of Cups I'm looking at. And then the Justice card means you just took control of your life. You just hired a spiritualist to refocus your chakras so that way you can release this. So I think that that's good. What Jen mentioned about releasing it with fire, that's a great idea. Also, you can also go into a bathtub and picture any sort of residual, anything that's left over from you that has a connection to him, leaving you into the water, and then when you drain the bath, it's really picture it going down the drain and being completely washed away from you.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
But your question, Jen, can I ask you, do you think that the spiritualist that you worked with has really addressed the problem in a way that's prolific, or?
Well,
I just
you know, spiritualists can address problems like that, but really that's just to help you address your own problems. You know, people want to bring healers and magic and stuff like that into things, and it's just so we can do the ritual for ourselves in our own minds to kind of release the problem on our own. And it is a good idea. It does help. You know, that spiritualist, that healer is not, nor is any spiritual or healer going to take that problem, that negative energy on for themselves. They're just trying to help you focus so that you have more positive to counteract the negative.
So basically there's a chance. Because when he made the comment that my ex is going to be more despondent, I figured, you know, it's affecting, you know, whatever work he did, you know, has that, or whatever effect on him. But I guess I'm just sitting here going, is it going to be like it has been? Is he going to give it a couple of days and keep coming around? And I guess, like you said, it's up to me.
If he keeps coming around, it doesn't matter what the spiritualist did or energy worker did.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna put you right. See, what I would do, and I do this kind of work for people, so I appreciate what Jen's saying because it's totally true.
But what I do is I'll reach into somebody's sacral chakra and I will rip out everything that's going on, everything that's connected in the pit of your stomach and in your heart chakra, and I'll just rip it out and then flood in positive energy. So hopefully, mm-hmm. and that connects you to abundance of all sorts of other stuff. So then hopefully, being the fact that you're clear of anything and that heaviness is gone, and then you're flooded with all this positive energy, you can build on that and you're going to be good. That doesn't
right.
necessarily give it 100%. That doesn't, you have to build on that yourself. So
yeah.
like Jen's saying, if he comes back around and somebody like me has reached in, and that's what I'm saying, I guess if this guy actually reached in and ripped it out of you, then that's great. That gives you a chance to really make an effort to, like she said, do not accept this phone call, don't do that, and really be serious about it.
Yeah, I guess
if I may.
Sure.
If I may. It's okay. One of the things that I want to say, and I'm picking up that you have very strong energy. Like, you're a strong, strong soul. And unfortunately, you know, we as women are raised to have a lot of insecurities and unconfidences and misconfidences. And, I think that sometimes we forget that we can empower ourselves to be strong. And you know, I am getting that if you can empower yourself to be strong and put your foot down and just say no and not allow yourself to be controlled and manipulated by this guy, he'll go away.
Right. Okay.
It looks like infantile behavior to me on some levels, and it just that's not the kind of thing that I don't think you're that sort of person, you know.
No, it's very frustrating, and I feel like a mother sometimes, you know, don't lie, don't do this, don't, and I'm over it. I'm tired. So.
On some level, okay. We punish ourselves by adopting that sort of like situation into our lives. Like, why are we, you know, so. I think that, yeah, I think it's time, and we're both agreeing, I think, on that level.
And I also want to say that, you know, it is the simplest thing, and when I say it, it sounds ridiculous, but it is so true. You can choose to be happy. You can make decisions in your life that you can foresee will have happy results. Anybody can do it. And if you just make the decision that I'm going to make decisions that lead towards my emotional comfort and happiness, then that's exactly what you're going to do.
I even for me, even as a spiritualist, I've been in situations where I'm saying, I'm not happy with the way you're acting to someone, you know, friends or girls I've dated or whatever, and they're like, I don't care. That's the reaction. I don't care. So what? You know, so, and then it's like, and then you continue to deal with it. So if you're dealing with it after that point, then that's your fault, right?
Yep, that's true.
Yeah. So that's, and that's where we have to just appreciate ourselves and love ourselves more than that. So, and believe me, I'm telling you right now, I'm not above that. I've done it before. I've been down that road, so. It's, I am a much happier person now that I don't allow those things to happen. Because there's no, life's too short.
Well, thank you both very much. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you got it. You got it. Anna, thanks for calling in. And have a wonderful Sunday night. And call us back and let us know what's going on.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling Spiritual Insight. And the microphone is off. Okay, Darren. Would you guys like to take a little break here?
Yeah, let's take a little break.
All right.
Is that okay with you, John?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Ooh.
This song is from someone who's been a guest on our show, Miss Kellyanna, and this song is Blessed Are We.
Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we. Blessed are we in the light of the day, as we enjoy the earth turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends, and the magic of dusk is upon us. And blessed blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day as we enjoy your turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. Blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day as we enjoy the eternity. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. And blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day as we enjoy the eternity. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
All right, everyone, and we're back. And my name is Daniel Michael, and you're listening to Spiritual Insight with your host, Mr. Darren Bouquer, and our guest, Jennifer, or Mystical Jen. And both your mics are on again. Welcome back, folks.
Hello.
Hi again. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Darren.
It's been great. It's nice to have my wife mentioned it. Oh, it must be nice to have like a female perspective as she's walking by, and it's
okay.
Given the topic and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Our other caller disconnected, it looks like. We had another caller waiting. If you're out there in the chat room, caller, or listening, you can maybe try again. We had a caller that just dropped.
I thought about another aspect of this, and it's when you're been with somebody for a while and you've made certain life commitments, if you're waiting for certain things to progress and the relationship isn't progressing at a rate, like Jen said, like expectations.
Mm-hmm.
If certain things if there's moderate progress, but it's not, how do you implement positive change on some levels without being one of those people with like the whole, like you said, stipulations or preconceived notions?
It's situational depending. But one of the things that I want to point out is that we don't often consider what our partners deal with. We just don't. We consider our day and what we've dealt with, but we never think about how overwhelmed or how much pressure and responsibilities we put on our partners, or they even put on themselves. So, you know, sometimes you're only going to have moderate progression because there's just so much, there's only so much room on somebody's metaphorical plate for growth and movement forward.
It's true. Yeah, we need to really, and I think that's so hard sometimes for some of us that are a little more self-involved, especially to really put ourselves in our partner's shoes and go, well, what are they dealing with? You know, or what are they, what's going on? And sometimes we're thinking, well, what did I do to cause whatever they're feeling, if it might be a little bit stressful or adverse? And sometimes it has nothing to do with anything we did. And that's where we got to get our head out of our, you know what, and like sit back and go, okay, maybe this has nothing to do with me. Maybe it just means that they're in a stressful situation. And how do I help them moderate it? And you know what, why should I be concerned about it? Because you love and appreciate that person, so you should be there. Or if you don't love them yet, then you're figuring out that you do love them, so help out.
You know, and I get the question of, you know, should I stay with this person? Should I not stay with this person, especially in a newer relationship? Or even, for example, one that's been going on for like a year, but there's no engagement or marriage or commitment proposal made yet. And it's not our job as psychics or spiritualists or whatever to answer that for you. It's our job to make you look within yourself and ask yourself, what are they bringing into the table? What are they doing? You know, is it not moving forward because they've got so much on their plate with their job? They've got a very demanding and abusive boss. You know, what's going on? You know,
if you've been together for a year and you're not talking about, like, and it depends on how old you are. Maybe you're, you know, you're in your early 20s, you're bopping around, you're getting your groove going. Okay, you just want to, you know, maybe be a little more exploratory and you want to travel, and that's who you are and you're a free spirit, then, you know, do it. But if you're in your 30s and you're still kind of like, well, you know, I don't know if we should, you know, if you're not pursuing the ultimate, like, movement of where is this going, then what are you doing? What's going on in the relationship?
Right, yes, I agree. And, you know, one of the things that upsets me about women especially is as a species, and I do believe the female species is completely separate from the male species and for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know, we all want to settle down and get married and have babies as soon as possible. And we're willing to sacrifice our happiness in order to make that happen. And that's not fair to the men in your life. It's not fair to the children. If children are involved, it's not fair to any of that. You know, we've got to quit putting our selfish need to be with somebody and have that family and ultimately not be happy aside to find our happiness and wait for the right person.
Yeah, finding your happiness. I mean, I don't think it's bad to have a couple of bad relationships. I really don't.
No.
Because you learn what you don't want. Like we said earlier with, I think, Kimberly, you're learning what you don't want, and then learning later what you do want, which you think you want what you think you're looking for one thing, and believe it or not, that's not what you want. You know, it's really not. I know, like, one of my first major giant things at the end of my 20s. Oh, my gosh. I was like, really? Like, this is, and it's, you think, oh, this is exactly what I was looking for. But the kind of base mentality, maybe that person that, oh, yeah, I want to, you know, go out all the time and do this and that. It's like, you don't really want that in your life. You think you do, but you don't. But then someone had to really flesh it out for you, or else you would have never figured it out.
Now, Kevin just brought up a point in chat that I think is very important to point out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
About, do your friends approve of how the relationship is working? And frankly, I want to say that whether or not my friends or my family or the people closest to me that I'm not in the relationship with approve of how my relationship is working or the person that I'm with, it really isn't their business. The only person who needs to approve of how the relationship is working, because the only person who knows what is truly making me happy is me.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. You know, a lot of us have expansive families, and their families are really important. But you know, at the end of the day, you're the one that lives in your life, and it's you have to be comfortable in your skin and comfortable with your interaction and your relationship. And that's another thing that I think, going back to this topic, is important to really analyze as you're past the beginning stages of a relationship. Your friends have had to, wrap their head around everything that's going on in your relationship now, and it's like, okay, do you have to try to modulate things to accommodate your friends? And I think the answer is no. I don't agree with that either. So.
Okay,
yeah, no, absolutely not. You know, and it's not that I want to be friends with my friends any less. It's just the fact that, what goes on in my bedroom is my business. You know, our
I
friends
can say this
see,
too. I look at someone's hand, like with when I'm doing when I'm in person and I can do a palm reading. And if your relationship line, if you're like you're the person I'm intimate with, is not as strong as some of your other interpersonal lines, like you have like 8 different interpersonal lines, unless you got 7 kids, then there's something wrong where you're dividing all your attention between all these different people that are equally as important as your relationship. And you know that person's not happy. Believe it yet, like they're not going to be happy. Because they don't have your full attention, and maybe they're doing things to accommodate or make themselves feel better, too. So maybe that's your understanding you have, but you don't have that intimacy that you need to have with a relationship.
Yes.
All right. Darren, I did want to say we do have another caller.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and bring them on.
Sounds good to me.
985, welcome to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bucare, and our guest Jen is with us as well.
Hello. My name is Jaina. Nice to meet everybody there in the studio and the guests in the chat room. I want to know about a person who has been pursuing me in a nice way. And what are their intentions? The person's name is Vinay, V-I-N-A-Y. What are their intentions with me? What do they want?
Can you spell it again?
V-I-N-A-Y. Vinay.
Wow. Is that French or?
Friend, so far. Yeah.
Yeah. No, is it French? Is it a French name?
No, Indian. From India.
Oh, Indian. Yeah. Oh, okay. I know that was different. Okay. All right. So, Jen, do you want to check it out?
I'd appreciate anything.
Just a second, sweetheart. Yeah.
So just getting started with this is what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I think that's what she's saying. She's unsure about the relationship. And the first question you asked is what is his intentions for you. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Jaina, J-A-N-A.
Jaina. Jaina, let me say this. You know, us women, we always want to know what the guy's intentions are. And in most cases, the men don't really have intentions as you would think, as we would put them. And I'm kind of seeing where he does find you an awesome person to be around. He does like you a lot. He's starting to develop deeper feelings, but he doesn't really have intentions. He's just trying to enjoy things the way they are and see where they go from here. That's not bad.
Okay.
That's
no,
not a bad
really.
Thing at all.
Yeah, actually, that's a good thing.
Very good really, thing.
Yeah, because I think things develop over time. They need to develop over time. Yes, I agree. Yes.
Does he have a very relaxed personality, and he doesn't seem to be going to any sort of personality extremes at all? Or
this person? No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't noticed. No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm saying that's the way I am when I'm with, you know, and that's exactly what Jen said about personality-wise. Like, when I get involved with the woman that I just, you know, now I'm, you know, I'm very married, very taken right now, but I'm saying, you know, before when I'm just getting involved with somebody and I'm very hopeful and I just want to see where it goes, that's exactly how my personality is. So let me pick a card, a green or gold?
Gold.
Gold, okay. So I think that's a real positive right there. Hold on.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Yeah.
That's exactly how. Oh, good. I think this person might be really taking you seriously. They're showing up as the Knight of Wands. Let me ask my spirit guide. Hold on.
Yes, exactly. That's it. That's
God, I love the Knight of Wands.
Wands are structures, plans, organizations for the future. When someone's a knight, they're a variable. They're riding their horse in. They're like, hey, I'm going to... Now, this person's more organizationally structured, focused, localized, wants to help inspire other people. So he has more of those analytical abilities that he can help other people. So he wants to help you. Maybe some of your floaty tendencies and stuff, maybe he wants to help kind of rescue you and help you figure some stuff out. And he wants to see where it goes. It's all hopeful and uplifting stuff. I think that's good. However, if you're going to act emo and emotional and be a little bit, obscure or calling too much, and I think that might not be good. So just take it slow. Like, he follow his lead on this, because as long as you act, if you really do like him, as long as you act like relaxed and laid back about it, I think you might have a keeper in this one. That's pretty good.
I don't chase people. That's not me. I don't go chasing them down. I let people make their own decisions about things like that.
You don't strike me as you do that. I'm just saying unless something like that happens.
Right.
You know, this is looking pretty hopeful.
Right.
On my end.
And Jaina, I want to say, and I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but, you know, I just remember to relax and be yourself and be direct with him, you know?
Oh, exactly. I'm usually the kind of person that will say when you have a minute, you know, that kind of thing. I don't really trust people. I don't question them. Mm-hmm.
Well, your precarious way of approaching this is his same way as well. So in that sense, you guys might end up having a real, like, when you guys both let your guard down slowly, you'll do it at the same pace, which might be the perfect thing.
Yeah. So there is a lot of similarities there. All right, then. Thank you. Very good call.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you, 985, calling Spiritual Insight.
And, Jen, do you want to share once again, for those of us that aren't in the chat room, how to go ahead and get a hold of you and that sort of thing?
You can get me at facebook.com/mysticaljen, J-E-N-N. You can also get me at Reverend Zombie's Voodoo Shop. Just check out the website. It's voodooneworleans.com. Same website, same company that Darren works for, for an in-person reading or a phone reading.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, we both work for their sister stores, and they're both located in the French Quarter, so they're right around the corner from each other. That's fantastic. You want to take a quick break again and then go ahead and end the show after that?
Yeah, we'll revamp here for a second, and we'll do some show plugs. Just want to let everybody know that Main Street Universe is a network of 6 shows. There's this one, Spiritual Insight, with your host, Darren Bouquer.
and it's on every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Darren, as you've heard, is reader of Readable's House of Voodoo, the magical city of New Orleans. And Monday evenings, we start our new show. Our new show is going to be Science of Light with your host, Randy Goldberg, who's a Vedic astrologer. That sort of more Eastern astrology is a little less common. And Darren can be reached at dbucare, by the way, at gmail.com if you want to reach Darren. But Randy Goldberg and Science of Light is what the new show is going to be called. Brand new. We're a little unclear on the time, but it's going to be in two Mondays. Then Tuesday evenings at 10 p.m. we have master herbalist Susan Weed. And Susan is an author and a lecturer on topics such as women's health issues, herbal medicine, of which she's an amazing expert, and as well as psychology of healing. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Miss Susan Weed. And then Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have the flagship show, the one that started the network, Main Street Universe, with myself and associate producer Janice R. White, who's also a host of World Reggae Party here in Fairfax, Virginia, and that's going to be transferring to the Main Street Universe Network on Fridays at some point as well. We're working out the technical issues with that, by the way. And then Brett Hillman, who brings the interfaith thing, as he is a Christian deacon on the show. So we sort of have a combination of pagan and spiritualist and Christian on that show. And on Thursdays, we have Uat Tau with your hostess, Queen Mother Imaku, who discusses her Kemetic African tradition. It's the Egyptian-African connection. And she does original language prayers and other things. It's a lot of information packed into 1 hour at 2 p.m. or one daytime show, Queen Mother Imaku. And then Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey with Kevin Baird, who's the creator of the Horizon Oracle deck, which is my primary deck that I read from books, was created by my friend Mr. Kevin Baird. And he can be reached at that show at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So he is doing a temporary for a few weeks until Janice's show gets going on Fridays. He's doing a morning version of his show at 9 a.m. So I'm glad he gave me that time in the chat room. And Kevin is the creator of the Horizon Oracle as well as an artist. He can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. Then Fridays at midnight, we have Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with your hostess, Jessie and Nicholas George. Jessie is the author of four books, Activating Compassion and the Companion Workbook, as well as You, Me, Life, Dreams, her new one, and its accompanying workbook. Jessie is an amazing life coach and other things. She's very skilled in a lot of the metaphysical arts, including feng shui and tarot and many, many other things.
I keep forgetting to send her a picture of my tattoo. Or I totally got it, Jesse. If you're listening, oh my gosh, I gotta do that. So,
and so that's at midnight, just as the show title suggests, mm-hmm. Compassion in the Midnight Hour. So those are the shows that make up the Main Street Universe Radio Network, mm-hmm. and we keep expanding, and look forward to more growth in the future. And this next song is by good friends of ours, Woven Green, who I saw at the Tally-Ho Theater in Leesburg, Virginia recently. And this song is called Before Moonlit Nights. We'll be back.
Before moonlit nights, an infant cries in the great void of silence before we knew time. A miracle song.
forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
All right, everyone, and we are back. And welcome back, Darren. Jen?
Hello.
Hi. So I thought I'd talk with Jen a little bit about, and Daniel Michael's also a reader, by the way. He doesn't, you know, adopt it, you know, as his sole vocation, as the two of us, we do, but that we could maybe open up a discussion about, yeah, so far. So open up a discussion about what's challenging. I always find this really challenging. When someone sits, well, it's not that challenging for me, but I would be interested to see how you address this. People that sit down and they just go, hey, am I ever going to be happy or am I ever going to get married?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's one that I always end up getting into a lengthy discussion with the person, because, you know, if they don't feel like they've been happy thus far to that point, you know, then I got to figure out why they haven't been happy and try to work with them, counsel them, advise them from there. And as far as the am I ever going to get married question, you know, again, you know, my response is, well, are you looking to get married sometime soon? And if they're like, well, yes, then I start to get into what's the rush.
Yeah, what's the rush? Like, am I ever going to get... But then what if the answer is, no, I just want to know if I'm ever going to get married. Because,
well, then, you know, of course I'll look at their palm and go from there, but...
Okay, now Daniel Michael, I'm sure you fielded something of that nature before, correct?
Especially on the happiness front, and what I mean by that is because of people's interpretation and even the word happiness itself, like people are over-prescribed pills and everything because they think they're not happy. Some of it legit, I'm saying, but some of it maybe not. And my whole point of that is being happy within yourself with who you are and then sharing that with someone else instead of expecting them to come and save the day and make you happy, which is the thing. Oh, are they going to make me happy? Well, you should be that yourself, and then sharing that person, that stronger, happier person, with the other human being, rather than this notion of being saved.
And you know, I was reading something beautiful on the internet earlier today, on a friend of mine's webpage. He posted that, you know, he used to walk into a room and try to, you know, impress everybody there and make them like him. And, you know, since he's had a perspective change, now instead he walks into a room as himself and tries to find something about everybody there that he likes or is impressed by.
And I like that. That's definitely a better, because I've been guilty of that.
Oh, what a great idea.
As a performer and as a musician, I've been guilty of that thing where I feel like, and even Kevin and everybody else that knows me out there, where I'll go into a room, and maybe even Darren, and I try to dazzle everybody with how bright I am, and I just keep talking, and I use my big, deep voice, and, hey, I'm going to impress everybody today, you know what I mean, rather than just feeling sure and then finding, like, sort of slightly more quietly finding like-minded people. I've definitely been guilty of being the performer, if you know what I mean, trying to look at me. Look what I know.
Well, I've had to really, like, learn how to listen to people, because I'll just, like, ramble. I'll, like, walk in a room and be like, hey, look at me, and just beep, 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 like, constantly. And, oh, I have wonderful allegorical stories, and I can talk and talk and talk, but it is listening. It's like what Jen said about, like, going into a room, or what her friend said about going in and appreciating other people and celebrating them and letting them share, that we learn more, you know. We could play a laugh track of the same shit that we say to everybody again and again and again, and we're not evolving or learning from that at all. So I think that that's, that's really poignant. But I don't like, as a reader, and I just wanted you guys to share first, because I always say this, people that say never and ever, I think are a little confused about realisms and logical, like, life focuses. You can't deal with the words ever and never as far as it when you're asking me a spiritual question, because honestly, unless we're in a, like a fairy tale or something, those words shouldn't apply. Or am I wrong? What do you guys think?
Again, I think it depends on the situation. You know, I guess a good example, and I'm gonna come back to this one just because I kind of used it to describe the chemicals with love. You know, if somebody says, are you ever going to start using heroin? No, I'm never ever going to do that. And I can legitimately say that is something I am never, ever going to do.
Okay. Well, that I'm talking about it, but, you know, you're looking at, like, interpersonal relationships and stuff like that.
But there's never, ever certain people or certain types of people that I can be that I'm going to be with, and I can legitimately say that. You know, am I ever, ever going to get myself involved with, somebody who is physically abusive towards me? No, I'm not. You know, it depends on the situation.
Right.
You know, you have to look at a person's
everything's situational
personality type.
And life
right.
isn't full of a lot of absolutes. So when I deal with somebody that comes in and sits down and says, am I ever going to be happy, that's an open-ended. They say these vague, ephemeral questions like, hey, am I ever going to get married? Well, you might not get married till you're 67. And I'm talking to you when you're 22. And is ever getting married, that's a question that I can answer that question, but you might not like the answer. You might live with your girlfriend and have some sort of, you know, bi situation going on for 25 years.
And people do.
And you wouldn't expect it. And yeah, and that's fine, and that makes them happy. You know, so,
I tell people not to ask questions they don't want answers to, you know, like, are you going to, if I give you the answer to this, are you going to be able to live with that answer? Because it may not be what you want to hear.
That's why I don't really promote people as clients of mine to ask giant open-ended questions. Like, am I going to be rich and famous? Okay. When? Next year? Before you die? Maybe
nope.
You'll finally open a foundation when you're 85 and it'll give to all these people and you'll be recognized with an award. Does that qualify
or
as famous?
The lottery. They all want to know if they're going to hit the lottery.
Yeah, I don't
you
get
know,
a lot
no.
of those people. I'm so glad that I don't get that stupid question. I get
it. Oh, I do.
Question.
Now, here's what
I... And I agree.
Here's what I think is interesting about those questions, too. They're very, which is, of course, what, for the benefit of whoever's a spiritual professional, might be to your advantage, but it's a victim-like question. And what I mean by that, it has absolutely no concept of setting a goal. It has no concept of setting progression or progress. It's literally throwing it up into the air, not even praying. It's just throwing it up in the air and going, never, you know, it's like there's no setting of a goal. I'm going, what if I do this? Is this going to happen? What if I do this? Do you feel good about the energy I'm building for
yeah,
this?
Yeah, there's no goal-oriented mindset at all. That's why I try to look at, like, the next year. I say that's realistic. Like, we can deal with that. Like, if I tell you in the next year that this is what, you know, what is probably going to happen, you can at least work with that as there's some absolutes involved with that. There's something that when you see it happen.
I do the same. I tell them, you know, anything beyond the year, we all have choices. The choices you make, it's so likely to change.
And,
you know,
nothing
in life is absolute.
And what Kevin also, he likes to narrow down his focus, too, with the Horizon Oracle, and he says within the next 30 seconds or the next 90 days. He likes to put it into a time frame that's reachable and reasonable. Now, it might be a little longer, a little shorter than that, but I understand why he does that completely, you know. He's like, let's look at that time frame.
I think it's smart. I think that like, you know, some other readers that decide, oh, hey, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen 8 years from now. You're going to buy an SUV.
There's too many variables.
No, really? No, you think I'm, like, joking, but, you know, oh, you're going to buy a new SUV at that point. You'll probably be happy at that point. You'll be in a good relationship. How can I apply that to my life in the next 3 months? What am I supposed to do with that?
You know, and unfortunately we have, like, major, I like to call them big box psychic lines where they can convince housewives that they can do psychic readings for people for questions like that coming up, but it's just not realistic.
It's just, it's how do you apply that? You know, you're dwelling in a space where in the next 3 years you have life and circumstances that are happening. And most likely none of it is going to have to do with anything that is going on too much in the next 15 years from now.
Not to mention the
variables
and everything else that can happen.
Right. Awesome. So my goal is to say in a pragmatic sense, okay, this is your life. Let's look at it from a month-to-month or bi-monthly focus moving into the future. And then when these things come to pass, or then when you learn from these lessons, whether or not you stick to this upward looking in tarot cards or whatever it is, then you could at least verify that what I was talking about has some sort of relevance, and then maybe you'll call me again. And then maybe you'll learn from the situation instead of giving you this giant projected, like, a million years from now reading, you know?
Well, and I agree. That's one of the issues I have. Everybody wants it now. They want their answers now. I'll tell somebody, well, you know, I see you meeting somebody in, you know, 7-8 months, and they're like, oh, that's a really long time. No. No, it's not. When I think about how much can happen in a month.
Oh, yeah.
That time. Flies by.
Well, what do I say? I'm like, you know what, this isn't carved into the side of the church. You know, you can modulate this, but you have to change your patterns. If you don't change your patterns, and I'll say this because it's like if I say that you shouldn't eat a bacon cheeseburger every night before you go to bed because you might have a heart attack in 8 months. If you stop eating a cheeseburger before you go to bed every night, then you probably won't have that'll change.
I just say, folks, we have about a minute left of our time. So I just want to let everybody know. Thank you for coming out, Jen.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate
it, guys. Thanks for being on the show, Jen. I really appreciate it. Maybe we'll have you on again. Again, thank you for listening and tuning in and calling in to Spiritual Insight with Darren Boutier. Thank you, Daniel Michael and Jen Waldron, for being here this evening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a great evening, everyone. You've been listening to Spiritual Insight with Darren Boutier.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.